Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is fighting for his political life. He's facing damaging allegations of corruption in an Israeli court. Today, a key member of Olmert's coalition demanded that he leave office, but Olmert says he's not going. Matt Gutman reports from Jerusalem.
A U.S. businessman may have succeeded at toppling Israel's prime minister. Morris Talansky is the key prosecution witness in the latest corruption case against Ehud Olmert. Yesterday, Talansky told an Israeli courtroom he gave Olmert envelopes stuffed with tens of thousands of dollars. Talansky said Olmert used the cash for an Italian vacation and Cuban cigars and for paying back loans. Olmert has admitted receiving money from Talansky, but he said the funds were legal campaign contributions. Today, Olmert's defense minister, Ehud Barak, demanded that Olmert step down one way or another. Barak said, I think the prime minister must disconnect himself from the daily handling of the government. He can do it in any way he wishes as long as he leaves. Barak called on Olmert's political party, Kadima, to depose him. Barak warned he'd pull his Labor Party from the governing coalition if it didn't, but he wouldn't offer a timetable. Both supporters and critics of Olmert say it's only a matter of time before Olmert will have to step down. Yossi Sarid partnered with Olmert in the 1970s to fight corruption in government.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. He's not going to survive for a long period of time. He will hold for a few months and then he will go home. He's finished.
But that's not the word from Olmert. An Olmert advisor said today the prime minister has no intention of resigning or taking a leave of absence. Still, the jockeying for Olmert's job has begun. Dan Diker is a research fellow at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs.
You have a number of people within Kadima and the Labor Party that want to be prime minister, and they see their way to becoming prime minister by not going to elections. In other words, it appears today that the only person that would be helped by elections and who would be in favor of elections is Mr. Netanyahu. And that's why he calls for elections.
Benjamin Netanyahu heads the Likud party. He's already been prime minister once before. Recent polls suggest if elections were called now, Netanyahu's right-wing party would likely win. Olmert's not the only Israeli leader to be in hot water. The last five prime ministers have all faced investigations. Olmert's latest troubles may look bad, but he's been registering approval levels in the teens for months now, and he's managed to hang on. Jerusalem Post editor David Horovitz calls Olmert Israel's most adept political survivor.
The man who didn't quit when he was castigated for the handling of the war against Hezbollah, in which 150 Israelis were killed, I don't think will be prized easily from office over a corruption scandal that even the state prosecutor says it's too early to discuss whether or not we're going to indict him.
Olmert has said he plans to fight any charges. Many Israelis wonder how Olmert intends to do that at the same time that he's managing negotiations with Syria and the Palestinians. They say something's got to give, in this case, likely the negotiations. For The World, I'm Matt Gutman in Jerusalem.